This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It still feels like Aaron Rodgers will be the Steelers quarterback. When I get asked by friends, relatives, strangers outside of work, I tell them that my feeling is that Rodgers will be here eventually. But he isn't yet. And I guess there is always a chance that he does leave the Steelers hanging high and dry. So what happens if that happens? Donnie Chedrick with you tonight on 93.7 The Fan until 8:45, a little pregame to the pregame, leading you into the North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Dan Zangrilli at 8:45. Dan will join us a little bit before 8:30 to help preview tonight's matchup. Mike Burrow's making his second start in his major league career. Pirates were blanked again last night. Ninth time this season. We will get into that as well. Joel Nelson is behind the glass. We will have Joel's pick before the 8 p.m. hour begins, where Joel controls the topic. And Joel, a little bit ago, did a fantastic job standing in as the judge and moderator for the PM team name game. And it was one for the ages today. We did NBA MVPs. And we did Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Joel, an admirable job done by you during that segment, because it can get intense.
It sure did.
As you saw. And it can get difficult to even keep track from your position. So a good job done there by Joel. He will be chiming in as the night goes on. And as mentioned, he will have control of his own segment later on. Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette will join us in about an hour to help recap the first day of OTAs for the Steelers on the South Side. We may even hear from a Steeler or two following the first day of organized team activities. Aaron Rodgers, obviously not at OTAs, as he has not signed with the team. And even though that still seems to be the expectation around the league, that Rodgers will sign with the Steelers, we have not gotten the pen to paper. We have not gotten the official word that he will sign with the team. So that being said, we will start to hear more and more about other options that are out there. That voice you heard at the top, that was Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, senior NFL reporter. And if you didn't hear it, here he is again.
I would say Kirk Cousins. I mean, I had some conversations with people this week to lead me to believe that Cousins is at the very least on the Steelers' radar if something were to fall through on Rodgers. Now, here's how they could make that happen. Cousins has $37.5 million in guarantees between this year and next year. Somebody's on the hook for that, whether it's Atlanta or someone else. So to facilitate a trade, Atlanta would need a team to offset some of that money, whether it's $4 million, $20 million, whatever it is. But the feeling around the league is that Atlanta has not been willing to budge on this. They haven't shown a lot of interest in trading Cousins. It would take a hefty price tag for another team to wiggle that out. As one source told me, if they were willing to take a small percentage, like let's say $7 or $8 million of that money, a deal would be done by now. There was interest earlier in the offseason. Right now, Pittsburgh might be the only hope for Cousins, or he's sort of stuck in Atlanta.
That was yesterday. Fowler suggesting that the Steelers' backup plan could be Kirk Cousins. And we are starting to see more and more people come out and talk about that. Every show on FS1 today has talked about it. In fact, the show that is on right now with Joy and Paul Pierce and Keyshawn Johnson, right now they are talking about it. Should the Steelers move on from Aaron Rodgers and pursue Cousins? Because he is at least on their radar. But moving on, pivoting here and going to Kirk Cousins, that would require a trade with the Falcons. and the Steelers would be likely handed quite the receipt to pay for the soon-to-be 37-year-old. Throughout his career, I've been a bigger Cousins fan than most have, but this plan sucks. In fact, you know what it tells me? It tells me that the Steelers right now don't actually have a plan. They are just continuing to shuffle the deck of football cards because on the back of Kirk Cousins' football card, it's a pretty good look at his career numbers. A handful of 30-plus touchdown seasons, several 4,000-plus yard seasons, nearly 5K in 2016. Yeah, I know it was almost a decade ago. Completion percentage of about 67% for his career. A few times he either led or has been close to the league lead. You like that? I would if it was 5 or 10 years ago. Cousins is coming off by far his worst season, in which he was benched before the season's end for Michael Penix, on a team, by the way, that very much had a chance to make the playoffs. Cousins started 14 games. He was 7-7. He was benched. They got to 7-7 not because of him. In spite of him, they got to 7-7. He threw 16 picks, which led the league in 14 games and only 18 touchdown passes. Again, he's had several seasons where he's had 30-plus touchdowns. He was a three-time Pro Bowler in his 6 years in Minnesota. He was pretty horrid against the Steelers in Week 1 last season, coming off an Achilles injury. Not to mention, the man has one playoff win in 13 seasons. One playoff win. I get that the first couple of years for him, he wasn't the starter. He was behind RG3 when they were both drafted in that 2012 class in Washington. But still, he has been a starter for more than a decade of his career. He has one playoff win. It came in the wild card round in New Orleans years ago. His agent belongs in the Hall of Fame because even though Cousins has been good, he fails when it matters, but he still ends up with a massive, massive paycheck at the end of the day. Which brings us to our next issue, the money. If the decaying performance on the field and the injury history isn't enough to keep you away, the price tag will be. Cousins is owed $37.5 million in guarantees. And as you heard Jeremy Fowler say, the Falcons don't want to be left on the hook, say the way the Broncos were for Russell Wilson. The Falcons want another team to pay at least part of that, a good chunk of that, as Fowler alluded to. He said the Falcons don't want to absorb much, if any, of that money. Now, that would be pretty staggering if a team actually said, yeah, we will pay all of it. Please give us Kirk Cousins. It would require a team to facilitate a trade at the same time, giving up some sort of draft capital or some sort of asset, and then paying at least a chunk of that $37.5 million. Can we please just push this idea completely off the table? This is 10 times, 100 times worse than what the plan currently is surrounding Aaron Rodgers. I would rather have Skylar Thompson play with his left hand all season than pay Kirk Cousins a lot of money and trade assets to the Atlanta Falcons to have this guy be the quarterback in 2025. Maybe 2015, maybe 2020, absolutely 2020. He had some very good years up until a few years ago. But this would be a brutal idea. And I'm not sure if Aaron Rodgers will play for as cheap as he claims, but I can almost bet it will be cheaper than the price for Cousins. And you don't have to trade for the guy. The Cousins idea sounds like a disaster. A disaster. It would be one of the dumbest moves in Steelers franchise history. How could anybody in the front office look at everything involved with it and actually give it the green light? That's why I don't think this is really on the table for them, fortunately. I'm not in that room. I'm not in their heads. But for what it's worth, I do not see this happening. I think this could just simply be a leverage play by the Steelers. This could be another way for them to try push and nudge Aaron Rodgers a little bit into making a decision, as if they have some sort of backup plan in Kirk Cousins. But Aaron Rodgers is not a dumb guy. He can't possibly think the Steelers would really do this, right? I certainly don't. 37-year-old Kirk Cousins with the Steelers, that would be ugly. But not ugly enough to put the Steelers in prime draft positioning, because make no mistake, if this would actually happen, the Steelers would try to convince themselves and us that Cousins is a missing piece of sorts. And they would absolutely find a way to 8 or 9, likely 9, wins in 25. A guy that has one career playoff win. Why not just let Mason Rudolph take the reins at that point? Who, by the way, we will hear from later on. He spoke to the media as the starting quarterback currently with this team. But if the Rodgers thing falls through, why not just let Mason be the man going forward? There are plenty of people who want that to happen right now, myself included. Not that I think Mason Rudolph is the answer. I just think it better suits the Steelers for their future. If the Rodgers thing falls through, since we all assume it'll happen, if it would actually not take place, why not just say, okay, you know, we do have to virtually punt on the season. We can still be competitive in games with Mason. It should be Rodgers or bust for them, really. If they don't get Rodgers, they should just go with what they have. I mean, how much better right now is Kirk Cousins than Mason Rudolph right now, at this very moment? I can acknowledge that Aaron Rodgers is a better QB. But I don't know if I can say that Kirk Cousins is definitively better right at this minute than what Mason Rudolph would be. Cousins' game has dropped off greatly. So I'm not really sold on Kirk Cousins being that much better than Mason Rudolph. But maybe you're convinced. Maybe you think this is actually a good plan B for the Steelers. 412-928-9370. If things fall through with Aaron Rodgers, you on board with this as plan B? Kirk Cousins paying a chunk of $37.5 million, making a trade with the Atlanta Falcons? 412-928-9370. Who should be the plan B if it is not Aaron Rodgers? 412-928-9370. Does it feel like to anybody else that the Steelers really don't have a plan? 412-928-9370. 9370. I would love to line up some calls on this. And yes, it is a discussion about the Steelers quarterback situation. Jeremy Fowler from ESPN suggesting that Kirk Cousins could be a plan B for Pittsburgh if the Aaron Rodgers thing does not happen. I hope he's wrong. 412-928-9370. You can also hit us up on the fan text line. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Your calls up next. Donnie Chedrick with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan Twitter, that's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can follow us there at 93.7 The Fan. You can follow me at DonChed54. Donnie Chedrick with you tonight until 8:45, leading you into Pirates pregame coverage, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel, Buccos, and Diamondbacks tonight. Corbin Burnes throws for Arizona. Mike Burrows throws for Pittsburgh, his second career start tonight in Major League Baseball. There was a debut for the Pirates last night. We will get into that and plenty more later on. Dan Zangrilli will join us around 8:25 to discuss the current state of the Buccos. But taking your calls right now on the idea of Kirk Cousins and just what is going on at quarterback for the Steelers. Does this team have any sort of plan? 412-928-9370. We start with Ronnie in Johnstown. What's going on, Ronnie?
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I don't really care if Rodgers shows up or not. I actually have some faith in Mason. He did save Christmas. Okay, everybody knows that. That's the blah, blah. But, you know, look at Bradshaw's first 4 years. There was nothing stellar there. Nobody knew at that time, you know, that he would do the things that he did. So, we know Mason, I'll go back to it, he did save Christmas, and he has that that crazy mustache like he's from the alternative universe, and he'll come back and the alternative universe guy. But I want to segue into something else, if you'll let me, Donnie.
Okay.
I was in Lansing, Michigan for a long time, and I saw in person in Michigan Kirk Cousins' college career. And he could be fantastic. He could actually scorch his enemies. But at the end of the day, he would break your heart. And that happened again. And it happened in Washington. And then it happened in Minnesota. And we really want to import that. You know, I think I could roll with Mason.
Yeah, Ronnie, I saw somebody on the text line, and thank you for the call, who said, one playoff win in 13 years. Kirk Cousins and Mike Tomlin are made for each other. And I thought that was a clever line because the Steelers, if this were actually to happen, not that I think it will, the Steelers, who have not won a playoff game since the 2016 season, would be calling upon a guy who has just one playoff win in a baker's dozen set of years in the NFL. Which would be very ironic at this point. And isn't it kind of funny that the quarterback that they are courting the most and then the guy that they are looking at as an apparent plan B, they faced both of them last season, and both quarterbacks looked very bad in the head-to-head matchups. Aaron Rodgers had a nice first half, but then he had the bad interception to Beanie Bishop right before halftime, which completely turned the tide. That was one of the bigger plays, more impactful plays of the entire Steelers season when you look back on it, because there was a chance that game could have gotten away from them. Bishop picks off Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers score a quick touchdown, and then they're kind of off to the races. Rodgers was awful in the second half, and the Steelers won the game going away. And we know, based on what we've seen and how we have experienced Steelers football, they don't blow people out. And then in week one last year, they take on Kirk Cousins, who was coming off an Achilles injury. He didn't do much in the preseason leading up, and he sucked in that game. So I know you can't just pinpoint those two games, but I don't know. That's at least something that, if I'm a player, that would stick with me a little bit. 412-928-9370. Tom is in Greensburg. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, Donnie, it's a great day to be a Golden Lion.
Yes, sir. What do you got for me?
So rather invest money in these quarterbacks, why don't they keep Mason and try and shore up the receiving corps? You know, there are some big name, big talent, big name guys out there, that and that $10 million, $12, $15, whatever it's going to be, that could really be used. You know, I was so excited about having, you know, like two number ones or a one and a two, and now we're back down to one and a bunch of threes and fours.
What receivers out there do you have in mind?
Well, I think, not just he's locals guy, I think Boyd, you know, because he makes all the catches over the middle and everything. Him, or I really like Stephon Diggs is out there. I don't know what he would go for at this a juncture. Or even Keenan Allen or Godwin.
Tom, I appreciate the call. Just a small correction there. Stephon Diggs, he is now with the New England Patriots, but he was out on the open market for a little bit into free agency. You just may have forgotten that he did sign with New England. But those other names are out there that you brought up. Although he may have said Godwin there at the end. He is not out there. He's in Tampa Bay. He went back to be with the Buccaneers. But Keenan Allen is out there. Tyler Boyd is out there. Amari Cooper is a name out there. Cooper, I'm worried about because he got plastered on the side of a milk carton once he got sent to Buffalo in the middle of last season. They, like, didn't use him. And he's always been a really good possession receiver. I've always thought highly of Cooper's game, but apparently Josh Allen and the Bills didn't. Keenan Allen has continued to produce over the years. And now that Chicago is somewhat loading up at receiver with younger guys, they have pushed him out. Now, he's 33 years old. He's been in the league for a dozen years. So he's been around the block and then some, which could have you holding some reservations there. But Allen or Cooper would be my top two names to go after without question. 412-928-9370. Derek is next. What's up, Derek?
Hey, Donnie, how's it going?
Good. What do you got?
With the Cousins trade, the only way I would do that is if it's like a hockey trade where they lump in a first and a second to get them just off the books. I mean, and even then, I wouldn't have them be the starter. I'd have them sit behind Mason or at least fight for the starting job, because in that case, you don't think you're going to win with them. There's not a chance they can think that. I'd at least try to get some draft capital to suck up and make a push for next year even more, or the year after, get some extra ones.
So you're saying have Atlanta throw like a one or two,
yeah,
in that deal?
Yeah, they would have to for $35 million off their books for that guy. I mean, there's no way that any logical GM would do it, which kind of makes sense for the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the call, Derek. I have a hard time seeing that they would throw in a one or two Atlanta and give it to Pittsburgh. I just don't think a deal would ever be able to happen if a couple of things were on the table. Like, I do not think Atlanta will find a team that can take a large portion of that contract. I really don't know who out there would do it. That's why I think there are some dots being connected between Cousins and the Steelers. Atlanta can ultimately hold on to him. So they, unless they really love the deal, unless a team comes to them and says, yeah, we'll take on the whole thing, I don't think they're going to make that deal happen unless the other team truly makes it worth it. Whereas if they don't, if another team doesn't take on that whole contract, there's going to have to be some assets going back to Atlanta in that deal. In your reference to hockey trade there, I like the idea. We just don't see those types of trades happen a whole lot in the NFL, and pretty much never in the NFL. 412-928-9370. Bert is up next. What's going on, Bert?
Hey, Donnie. I'm kind of like with your previous caller, although not quite the same. I mean, anyway, they should get Cousins. He should just be a backup because I think he's more washed up than Rodgers. And if they can get him cheaply, like, for 10 mil or less, then I don't have a problem, especially if Rodgers, craps out and doesn't care to play anymore. So I think that would be the deal. I wouldn't have a problem if they got him as like a solid backup.
Yeah, Bert, it would have to be a pretty low price tag for me to entertain the Cousins idea. I don't know what they would put on paper to make that appealing, but similar to what Derek said in the last call, it just seems like right now Atlanta is able to have a little bit more control because they can afford to keep Kirk Cousins as a backup due to the fact that Michael Penix is on a rookie deal. So they could go into the season having a very expensive backup QB who, in a pinch, can absolutely come in and win you some games. But it's to the point where Atlanta has that control because a team really has to convince them to make the deal. And I think unless a good chunk of that guaranteed money is paid from the other team, I don't know if they find a dance partner. A text here, why don't they just let Rudolph and Howard fight it out for the starter position? I wouldn't be upset with that because I've made it clear the way that I want to see the Steelers go forward in 2025. We've heard so much about the 26 draft, all the draft picks they will have, the capital they'll have. You know, even if they finish middle of the pack, they're going to have that capital to move up and make the splash and draft their next QB. So if you go into this season not having a good quarterback situation, that betters the chances for you to be in good position to not require a trade up. You know, maybe you're bad enough to where you're picking in the top 10 or top 12, and in a stocked quarterback class, you don't have to jump up, or maybe you only have to jump up a few picks and you can make that selection. But if they do the same old, and they have a draft pick between 18 and 22, they're going to have to make a move if they want a quarterback to be selected. And people will have the rebuttal of, well, you're wasting another year of Cam Hayward and wasting another year of TJ Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick. Listen, I don't think Aaron Rodgers walking through that door wins this team a Super Bowl. I don't think Kirk Cousins walking through that door wins this team a Super Bowl or even close to it. So isn't that technically a waste anyway? Because I'm not sure either of those guys win them a playoff game. If we're talking, you put Aaron Rodgers on this team and they're going to the AFC Championship, that changes the calculus for me, but I don't think that's anywhere close to a guarantee. I think it's more likely they miss the playoffs altogether than make a run in the postseason. 412-928-9370. Chuck is in Blairsville. What's up, Chuck?
How you doing? Just a quick note on here. Every time I hear Aaron Rodgers on your station, I just want to turn the channel. I'm really tired of hearing about him. If he wanted to sign already, he would have signed. So quit playing games, Aaron. If I were Tomlin, I would take care of the individuals who are signed. So, Aaron Rodgers, have yourself a nice retirement because nobody else wants you. And the Steelers signing Rodgers or Cousins, it sounded like the Pirates signing reclamation projects. It's not going to work.
Chuck, I appreciate the call. And this blame goes fully on the organization. Maybe the first week or so, the first couple of weeks, you thought, okay, Aaron Rodgers, he's just being Aaron Rodgers. This guy's starting to annoy me. You know, make up your decision. But at this point, we have been long past last call at the bar, and the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers are sitting there, and there are not very many options, if any, still out there. And we are 2+ months into this thing. We're 2.5 months into free agency. The Steelers are letting this happen. So if you have any blame for any party here, I have long been past blaming the player because Aaron Rodgers is able to decide what he wants to do here. He's not under contract. He is under no responsibility to play in 2025. The Steelers are the team that have the control from the side of telling Aaron Rodgers to get lost if they want to. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up, more of your calls on the Aaron Rodgers situation. And maybe an idea for something that we have coming up in a couple of weeks. Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette, he will join us just past 7 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Rain and temps in the 60s tonight and Wednesday. Not quite the unofficial start of summer we were hoping for weather-wise. It was a chilly weekend. It is chilly as we begin this week, but I do believe it'll reach 80, or it should, near the end of this weekend or early next week. So let's hope that we get to that summer weather sooner rather than later. 412-928-9370. Still taking your calls on the latest layer on the Steelers quarterback situation. Could Kirk Cousins actually be on the table for this team for 2025? 412-928-9370. Eddie is in the South Hills. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, Donnie. Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple things on my mind right now. Why would Aaron Rodgers want to come to our team? I mean, we really don't have, you know, like a superior offense. He was with the Jets last year. I thought their offense was good. I thought it was better than ours. You know, but our defense was better than theirs. But there's, I don't know why he would even want to come here. And I personally think the Steelers kind of gave up. I think they just kept it open. If he comes, he comes. But they probably gave him a deadline, and if he doesn't, they're just gonna roll with Mason and Will, and just see who can win it. You know, because I don't think the quarterback has a huge role anyway. It's not like we're gonna pass the ball 45, 50 times a game. We're gonna be doing a lot of dink and dunk and running the ball and throwing to the tight end. So, I mean, I think Mason and Will Howard, they can just battle it out.
Honestly, Eddie, and I appreciate the call, I think it is a lot with ego to answer your main question there of why would Aaron Rodgers want to come here? Because ultimately, I agree, this is not exactly a paradise for quarterbacks, and it should show the revolving door this team has had since the Ben Roethlisberger retirement, that they cannot figure it out at the game's most important position. But I do think it's Aaron Rodgers' ego that keeps him coming back, or at least has him in the mindset of, I could go to Pittsburgh, a historic NFL franchise, and I want to prove to everybody, I want to prove to the Jets, and I want to prove to all of the NFL that it was their fault, not mine. So if I could go to Pittsburgh where, yeah, you may not thrive numbers-wise as a quarterback, but you would be playing for a coach that has never finished below 500. Hey, I could win 10 or 11 games here, get this team to the playoffs, maybe win a playoff game. He would be proving to the Jets, he would be proving to others around the NFL that, yeah, it was their fault. I still had a little bit in my tank. 412-928-9370. Nash is up next. What's up, Nash?
Donnie Football, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, Aaron Rodgers is going to be the best quarterback that we have here anytime soon. I think people are downplaying that. I know he's old, but listen, older quarterbacks have done things with other teams. You got Brett Favre in Minnesota. You have Peyton Manning in Denver. You know, you're not going to get some rookie that's going to come in with his pedigree and do the things that he's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.